Recently, the Alabama State Legislature passed a law to protect children suffering from gender dysphoria from treatments that could harm them in the short run and especially the long run. But the Biden administration doesn't agree with this law. Not only have they sued to stop the law, but the Department of Justice under President Biden is actually going after a private conservative group that helped draft this legislation to protect vulnerable children. That private group is Eagle Forum of Alabama, which was ultimately founded by the late Phyllis Schlafly. The executive director of Eagle Forum of Alabama is Becky Gerritsen, and she joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Becky, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be with you.
Okay, tell us about this controversy out of Alabama.
Well, Eagle Forum of Alabama for over 45 years has been legislating for good policy to help families, and we have never had anything like this happen before. We received a subpoena from the Department of Justice wanting us to turn over basically all of our communications having to do with our drafting of this bill to stop puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex reassignment surgeries.
Is it okay for private groups like Eagle Forum of Alabama, is it lawful for you to, you know, have your two cents in terms of our legislation at the state level or even at the federal level? So what's the issue? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
This is our constitutional right. So let me, if I can just stop real quick and tell you what they wanted to see from us.
Yes.
Which I think is just stunning. They wanted all, okay, so we started the passage, we wrote this bill in 2020, and it took us 3 years to finally get it to pass both houses. And it passed in May, or late April, in both chambers in our state legislature with over 80%. And our governor signed it. So now it is a work product of the legislature. But since the DOJ is now involved in the lawsuit, this subpoena, they know they got word that we drafted it. And so they're wanting emails, social media posts, all of our summaries, analysis, fact sheets, talking points, anything we would have received from a third party or talked to other third parties about this bill. They want to see our policies and goals and strategies and initiatives, the records that we used, the research that we did. They want to see the medical studies that we used. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just, it's unprecedented. We are still just shaking our heads that all of our, they're fighting at this in the court level, whether this is constitutional or not. So all of our communications we would have had before this bill was passed have no bearing on whether this law is constitutional or not. This is just a form of intimidation. It's a way to get us to shut up and sit down and not be part of the process. And that is why we filed a motion to quash, because we do have a constitutional right as citizens and as a C4 to be able to do these activities.
You know, as you were describing this, I couldn't help but think that since puberty blockers are a form of drugs, of course, and Big Pharma would be involved in that, and there would be a financial motive in something like that, what if it were all turned around where, you know, somebody were to go after the Big Pharma and say, okay, we want to know all the details and we want to, you know, get this all out on the table. You know, okay, here's a profit motive, but you have a conflict of interest here. You're promoting your product and repeat customers and, you know, that kind of thing. And you could see that kind of even thinking. But in this case, you're basically of goodwill. You're trying to prevent these poor children, you know, during this time of this incredible phase, this fad, this craze of all this, what's going on in the transgender movement. And poor these poor kids, when they had these transitions, a lot of times they regret it later, but it's too late. They can't go back and receive back their private parts that were cut out, and it's just an incredible tragedy.
It is. This was a very common sense bill, and all it does is wait until the child is of legal age. If they want to go through those procedures once they're adults, they have that opportunity. But as their children, don't mutilate healthy bodies and inflict drugs and things that can permanently sterilize them. That can stunt their growth, that, you know, hurts their bone mass and the list goes on and on, but this is a common sense bill that I think most everyone would agree is a good thing.
And let's go back to that point, though, that I was making about the follow the money. If you were really to follow the money, then honestly, the burden would be on the other side where, you know, there is a potential, you know, a profit motive here, you know, not a good one, because it preys off of the insecurities of these children.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, I think this is, it doesn't even matter what kind of bill was written. It could be anything that goes against the current administration's wishes is fair game, it appears. So when we start having bills fighting back the ESG scores and fighting vaccine mandates and all those kinds of things, it appears that this kind of subpoena could be used against anyone who comes against their priority.
I guess this is the same Justice Department where about a year ago they were labeling concerned parents at some of these school board meetings as quote-unquote domestic terrorists.
Yes. Well, that's a very good point. And when you see the groundswell that has happened with these parents, just a grassroots effort to stop harming children in the schools. And this subpoena kind of reminds me we are a grassroots organization, and this subpoena was used to intimidate us and get us to shut up, but also it's to sideline us from the work that we're doing. We've got a legislative session coming up in 2023. We are currently working on many bills, but if we have to stop and take care of the scavenger hunt of things they want us to find, that throws us off our game. And then the other thing the subpoena does is it casts a disparaging light on Eagle Forum of Alabama, as if we have done something criminal or we've done something wrong. You automatically think that when you hear someone got a subpoena. But in this case, we just, you know, advocated for good legislation, and now they're breathing down our necks. So this definitely has been used in a way to weaponize our government against citizens. And I'm so glad that you are talking about this and helping people understand if they can come for us, they can come for any other organization or citizen that does exactly what we're doing.
To your knowledge, is this subpoena precedented? I mean, are you familiar with other, you know, examples like that?
No, this is brand new to us. And there was a law firm that we were working with in writing this bill, and they did receive the exact same subpoena that we did, and they are also fighting it. But this other law firm has been doing this for over 35 years at the Alabama State House, and again, never have they seen anything like this. And my friends across the country who do this similar kind of legislative work they're all really up in arms over this, because they realize if this is allowed to stand for us, then it can come for them too.
Yeah. And it seems like, I mean, just in looking at the subpoena itself, which you have online and so forth, in fact, I'll post to an article I wrote about it that includes your subpoena, goes directly to it. It seems like they didn't even give you much time. As I recall, the date of the letter or the subpoena, so this is an official document demanding these things, you know, through the force of law. August 10th was the date of the letter, and they demanded these things by August 24.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if we miss something, again, we filed a motion to quash it. But if this is allowed to stand, if we miss an email or we miss some study that we may have looked at, I mean, we're talking of thousands and thousands of documents and emails over a 3-year, well, they want it over 5 years, but really we only have it for about 3 years, then we can be held for perjury if we miss something. So I'm just praying that this judge will see that this is not information that has any bearing on the case, and that this will get quashed.
I'm reminded of a phrase that comes from the Declaration of Independence. In the Declaration of Independence, of course, in some ways, the bulk of the document, there's a part where there's 28 specific examples where the king and his cabinet are doing these bad things. 28 specific examples. Bing, 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 bing. And one of the phrases used there is to harass our people. And I can't help but think of this, you know, this measure is an example of harassing our people.
Yes. Yes. And then, you know, when you look at that and you look at the Constitution, that we now have a method of redress to our elected officials. And now this subpoena wants to take that away.
Now, one of the things about this, the whole transgender movement is that they push things that in the long run, you know, not all the research has been done. And we know that, for example, Great Britain, they were ahead of us. You know, in a bad sense, but they had a lot more sex change reassignments and all that kind of stuff. And now there's several lawsuits against all that. One prominent group that did a lot of the sex change, transgender stuff in Great Britain was closed down with, a multitude of lawsuits against them. And that's very significant because in England, you know, they have less lawsuits because, you know, you, if you file a lawsuit and you lose, then, you know, you're on the hook. So you can't just slip and fall and then you, you know, file a lawsuit. Oh, it didn't work. Okay, fine. I'll just move on with my life, you know, and so forth. So anyway, how about a comment about that? Because not all this sex change regret element is not brought out by the media, because the media obviously so clearly in favor of the whole transgender push. But I want you to wax eloquent on what you understand about transgender and the regrets that many young people have.
Well, there definitely is a rise in the amount of people detransitioning and are very sorrowful and regretful for what they did. Because once you cut off breasts and then you decide, oh, you know what, I really am a girl, you know, you cannot breastfeed your children in the future. These surgeries, even these chemicals that are used, let's say the person doesn't go to surgery, there are still long-lasting problems from these drugs. And once these kids get on the cross-sex hormones, they will be dependent on those drugs for life.
Oh, man.
And it just goes on and on, but it is so serious. And when you talk about Europe, we're seeing them really backpedal from and making it illegal and, you know, trying to change laws there because they're seeing the damage that is being done. And, Jerry, I think it's so important for us to realize puberty is a hard time in everyone's life. Think back to when you were going through puberty. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. For women, you know, it hurts. It's not fun. Instead of helping these children go through hard times and get through it, and that this is normal. This is what your body is doing to turn you into an adult. This is a normal biological process. Now what's being told to these children is, oh, you feel bad? So let's just start these drugs. Let's do these surgeries and you will feel 100% better and you will be the authentic person that you really were. It's just such wrong thinking. It's so damaging and so you know, another thing about what's happening in Europe is many of the studies that have been done that the other side uses to say that this is good medicine, they really are misquoting what is being actually said in the studies. The studies are bearing out that this is not a good idea.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for being with us. What is the website? Where can people get more information on this incredible story?
Well, we would love your support, so thank you for that. AlabamaEagle.org, or you can just Google Eagle Forum of Alabama. Our subpoena is on there, our motion to quash, our declarations, mine, and then our general counsel, and all the news stories that I've seen about this are posted right there on the homepage. Just click on the title about the DOJ, and you can find all that information. We would love your support. We'd love a donation. Even though we have a great attorney who's helping us pro bono, this is fantastic, from ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, but there are many costs that come to this. I mean, we are a small organization, so any help people can give would just be wonderful.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.